Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
There we go.
Hey, there we are.
makes hey, a big everybody. Difference.
Yeah.
We had to toggle the toggle.
We're a real professionally run radio show here.
We were untoggled at the moment.
Those beignets you brought in are really good. Where did you get those?
I got these things at Mobay Beignet Company downtown on Dolphin Street.
Yeah. But they got one in West Mobile as well that does
burgers. Hadn't done that yet, but I plan on it.
And you know, and I think Charlie will appreciate this. You go in there, and there's not like a bunch of different things to choose from. It's a burger, what you want on it.
Mm-hmm. Are they smash burgers?
Nah, they're just they're
are
sliders.
They, are they between?
No, they're sliders.
Are they between? They're not between a beignet?
No.
The lady downtown this morning or a little while ago has told me that's coming. They're working on it.
Oh.
Do a beignet.
Okay.
No,
they're properly on a bun like they should be.
You guys toss these terms around like everybody knows what they mean.
Oh, wait a minute.
What is a smash?
Wait a minute. Wait.
You don't know what a burger
everybody
is?
Everybody stop right now.
Smash burger.
Okay. Everybody stop right now. Welcome to the Sip and Chew Show. Sunday morning, April 8th.
It just seems
April
like
8th. I'm sorry, January 8th. I had apricot on my mind because today is
January 9th.
Because today is apricot day? Is
no, today's January 9th. That's right. Because today is National Apricot Day.
Hey, Stu, dare I ask him, what year is it?
Anyway, hey, I'm high on sugar right now. I just had these beignets.
I know. Mike just ate 17 beignets.
During the commercial 16. Break, you 16. Can go outside and run around.
And
the
I got powder all over me. I look like a Coke dealer.
Yeah, you look like John DeLorean.
Oh, God.
Anyway, yeah, welcome to the Sip and Chew Show.
Yeah.
All right, what were we talking about?
Beignets.
Oh, yeah, beignets.
Yeah. Beignets from Mobay.
With the Barks root beer. Tell me that ain't got me hopped up.
Yeah.
Tell me I ain't hopped up.
You
on
sucking down that high fructose corn syrup because you got the one in the plastic bottle.
Well, that's where you get the energy from.
It's hard to find the ones in the glass bottle here, isn't it?
Well,
I mean, you can get it in Biloxi.
You can get over Mississippi Louisiana real easily.
Say it right. Mississippi. You're from there. You ought to be able to pronounce the name of your home state.
Yeah, don't be throwing in an extra syllable.
Yeah, Mississippi. But do glug, 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 glug. Thanks, Mike.
That was good.
So I just happened to listen to a tiny bit of sports talk on the drive in.
Mm-hmm.
There's some kind of football game tomorrow night?
Ooh, yeah. That's the most important game of the year so far.
No, this is the last one of the year, so I don't see how it could be any more important than this one.
Well, no,
it's the most important football game of the year.
Yeah.
It's the second most important game of the year in the state of Alabama.
Y'all got a vacuum cleaner?
No, just leave it on the rug. Everybody else does.
They'll just think we're back to the radio days.
Anyway,
the old days. Yeah.
Yeah, there is a little game tomorrow.
Little game tomorrow. It's serving as a precursor to the big event Tuesday.
Yeah.
Which is the number 9 Auburn Tigers traveling to Coleman Coliseum to take on the Alabama Crimson Tide.
You know, I'm so proud of Auburn's basketball team.
Dude, man, they're cooking.
If y'all aren't paying attention, it's not just the basketball team. Auburn Arena is now the toughest venue in sports for a visiting team, in college sports.
Mm-hmm.
They say they're just crazy.
And the ticket prices are up, too.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I was looking at standard Alabama game. Is $8 if you want to see it.
That's
the Texas A&M game coming up. It's $8 if you want to go see the basketball game. But if you want to go see Auburn play in Tuscaloosa, it's going to cost you close to $100.
If you can get one.
Right. And y'all got Baylor coming in, too. The ticket prices are actually higher for Auburn than they are for number one Baylor.
Oh, wow.
By a dollar a ticket.
Okay.
By a dollar a ticket.
Well, I don't know if I can swing that.
Yeah. The Kentucky
that
tickets.
Whole dollar.
And for those of you who don't know the Blue Mist, are you familiar with the Blue Mist?
No.
Okay. That is the name of Kentucky basketball fans, because when they come and play in your town, they descend on your city like a mist.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere you look, you see blue Kentucky like bumper peep, stickers and
like
stuff.
That'd be a good peep, name for a
like
bird.
Kind of like Peak Pen and our gang, Snoopy. He's got that mist.
Our
around.
Gang and Snoopy. So he's hanging. Well, he's hanging out with Spike from the Little Rascals.
I don't know
huh?
anything anymore since I had COVID.
Snoopy and Spike from the Little Rascals are two of the dogs playing cards there on your velvet painting over your fireplace,
That's
aren't
it.
They? Yeah, but. The Kentucky fans, when they come to a city, and mm-hmm. we saw it in Nashville all the time because, you know, Vanderbilt was there, they descend. You may have 5,000 tickets available for them to see your game. 25,000 show up in your town and just go to sports bars and stuff.
Okay.
Even with Kentucky coming to town.
Help the economy.
The ticket is only half as much for Kentucky as it is for Auburn coming to town. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not so much that I'm bragging as I am blown away that this is happening at Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
We signed high school recruit out of football this year and went, man, I'm excited to go to Auburn. I thought they were just a basketball school.
When Bruce Pearl was announced that he was going to be the coach at Auburn, I knew big things were coming.
Yeah, he's a great coach.
Yeah.
He's well, with, you know, Krzyzewski's retired, Dean Smith was retired a while back, Dale Brown is retired. He's largely considered the best coach in college football today.
He's probably the Nick Saban right now of college.
I wouldn't go that far because you got to have that first championship at least.
You're true.
Probably more than one, but at least one. But this year could be – and we would already have it, but Virginia double dribbled. Just going to leave it there. They screwed Auburn out of the national championship. It's a – dude, it is the clearest double dribble you've ever seen in your life.
Too. Yeah.
He stops, grabs the ball with both hands, and then starts dribbling again.
I don't know who made
second and a half left.
I don't know who made the prediction, but I've heard that Auburn could possibly go all the way to the Final Four this year.
Yeah,
wouldn't that be something?
They are last night they beat Florida by 12 points with their starting five on the bench for most of the second half with foul trouble.
Yep.
So it's to me, I love talking college basketball, but in this area, there's not a lot for it. So y'all aren't going to have to listen to me talk about Auburn basketball every week. But this is the Iron Bowl of basketball coming up this week. That's important stuff. And you've got the warm-up game tomorrow night between the Gumps and Thugga.
Oh, Lord.
Going for a national championship. My prediction, Mike, 27-24. No clue who's going to have what, but 27-24.
Well, that's a nice number.
Yeah.
I bought my squares last night. We'll see. So, hey, did you eat anything this week? Y'all, me and Charlie, I guess Phil's eating his beignets. Charlie's working on his. I done ate mine.
He ate his and mine.
No, yours is right here.
Oh.
There's yours in that bag.
Oh, I thought you wiped that out. Oh,
No. There's yours right there.
Hey, well, can I
say here's the chocolate gravy, and I forgot what this is.
Butterscotch or corn.
Butter something.
Yeah.
But,
hey, Charlie, spread some of that cream cheese you got over there on there.
Oh, look, they have a Bible verse on the bag.
Oh, wow. I don't know that one.
And then can I, while you're preparing that over there, can I... say that Margarita and I went to Judy's last night for
Love
supper.
Judy's.
And
Love Judy's.
And the first time in years we went there for supper. Usually it's lunch.
Mm-hmm.
But I still like the – it's not fancy, but the plain fried fish, there's plenty of it, and it's really good.
What kind of fish?
Some kind of white, nondescript, made-up species.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Which you can get most anywhere, but they do a really nice job with it.
I just won't eat anything unless I know exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And it's got to be catfish. If they say catfish, it better be catfish.
How do you know?
If it's red snapper, I want some proof. Darn, Stu, you getting into that thing there.
Yep.
So, good thing we got to take a break.
343-0106 is our Callahan's text in line. And when we come back, we're going to tell you who helps us keep this show on the air.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
This is Jim Smith from the Hummingbird Way. You're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
That's true. Us. We are listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
We're making it happen, right?
Making it happen.
And also who's making it happen is our friends at Bob's Downtown Diner on the corner of Fat and Happy. Le Bichon Wine and Tapas Bar.
Hey,
by the way, I only got two more days left there.
When's your last night so everybody can come in and Thursday, tip you $100,000 a piece?
This Thursday and next Thursday, the 13th and the 20th, my last two nights there. And
going to have any musical guests?
We're
going to
have
a
blowout. I think Marcus Elizondo is going to be there.
And the next night he's going to be at Greer's.
Yes.
And for Art Walk.
Yeah.
Mike, what is a tapas bar?
Small, like cheeses and small bite stuff.
Small plates.
Okay.
Small
plates. Okay.
Small all bites. Appetizers.
Oh,
sounds like topless.
It sounds like topless,
yeah.
But it's not.
Sorry
Charlie.
To get your hopes up there, Charlie.
Yeah, put your shirt back on.
I was going to tell you the same thing.
Put your white Zinfandel away. But anyway. And also our fine friends over at Hall's Sausage and
Hall's
Meat.
Hall's Sausage and Wholesale.
Now, look,
meats, y'all.
Folks, everybody's going nuts, think there's a shortage of Conecuh, okay? So
what? Go get you some Halls.
Get you some Halls. Lord have mercy. What's wrong with you folks?
Yeah.
So support local. That's
Conecuh
really supportive.
Conecuh County is a foreign country.
It's a good foreign country.
Yeah, now, you're from Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
I remember once in college, I was at a church event in Escatawba.
Mm-hmm.
You're familiar with that area.
Yes.
Suburb of Moss Point.
A great band is from there.
Yeah, yeah. Got an interesting story about them, too.
Okay.
At the same church, by the way. So we're going to go eat at the Pizza Hut after this little church thing that we're doing. So I go into the Piggly Wiggly, and I'm going to see if they'll let me cash a check. And I kid you not, the kid looks at the check and goes, Alabama, I don't think we take checks from foreign places. Dude, it is 7 miles that way. And they did not, by the way, take checks from foreign places.
I'd be darned.
Yeah. But that same church thing, I used to sit in with their, they had a band that played their church performances. This is one of those, Michael, one of those shout and dance and jump a pew churches.
Mm-hmm.
They let the rock and roll music in there,
kind of like the Blues Brothers doing the cartwheels down the center aisle.
But occasionally, when their regular guitarist couldn't make it, I would sit in with them, and we're doing a sound check between the morning service and the dinner and the evening service.
Mm-hmm.
And there's these three little kids, man, that just keep coming up there banging their heads while we're playing and all of this stuff and getting into it. And I was later informed that they turned into that band you're talking about, Three Doors Down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great local.
So I influenced.
Yeah, oh, yes.
I was a musical influence on the band,
like
Three Doors Down.
It's like sliding doors, you know. just seconds of something happening, a door not opening, whatever. You can meet somebody or not meet somebody that could change your life forever. It's kind of like.
And I'm glad to say that I was able to change
the breeze of a butterfly in Africa.
The lives of the band of Three Doors Down. And I forget what song it was. They had a song that a buddy of mine, it was my college roommate, is a musician in Biloxi, Gulfport area. And they shot a video for this song, and they shot it over at Beauvoir, I believe. And they had like an old-style brass band that was supposed to be playing at the funeral. My buddy Carlos played the tuba for them in the video. And then the record label pulled the plug on it and just said, go with concert footage.
Yeah.
So he spent like 3 days over there filming the video. And then
hope he got paid for it. Hope he got paid.
Well, it ended up on DVD releases, and I'm sure it's available on YouTube now because that exists now.
Yeah.
But it was cool that he was in the video.
Cool.
It is cool.
It was very cool.
Speaking of cool.
Cool.
You know, you say you got Marcus going to be playing on the roof this Friday at Art Walk. Looking forward to Art Walk.
The Art Walk.
I love going to Art Walk. Because, you know, I live downtown, but I can ride my bicycle over there.
Mm-hmm. Well.
And not ride
it back. That's a little questionable as to whether you can actually ride the bicycle. How many times have you wiped out?
It's been quite a few. Yeah. But they won't let me on the scooters.
Well, it depends on the day of the week and the hour of the day.
They said those scooters cost too much for me to get on.
I can tell you, leaving work, I've almost had two of them hit me.
Last night when we left Greer's, here they come zooming down the street. And I was about to pull out of the parking lot and couldn't hardly see them.
Yep.
Especially now they've got new scooters. They're darker color. Yeah,
probably
they're
a different
color. They're not that lime green or whatever.
That shows up. Yeah.
Yeah, let's don't be reflected, anything reflected on it that you might see.
Right. Let's Well, the way they ride them, I'm all for letting it be as stealth as possible.
I can see.
And then they can pay to fix the cars they mess up.
I was coming down one road, and it was dark, not many lights on this road, and I saw – the way they were so close together, looked like an animal with its eyes. What kind of animal is that?
Hey, is that one of them cheetahs? Is that the Sasquatch coming for me?
And there's some people on those things. I don't know how in the heck the little motor can. It's a little motor, and I'm thinking.
Looked like a bowling ball trying to ride a hockey puck.
Lord of mercy. Some people. Oh, I don't weigh much. I'm light on my feet.
Yeah, so what's your – I think you and I are on the same page that maybe the scooters have not been a good idea.
I think they're better than the bikes. Well, you know what? They had the bicycles when we went out to Beverly Hills. They had the bicycles here, and we saw the scooters out there.
Right.
Then when we come back, bicycles are gone, and we got scooters here.
Yeah.
And now they've changed
– Scooter brands.
Scooter brands or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Probably same company, just different scooters.
Or a different company.
Well, they're a little heavier scooter. Duty, it looks like.
Yeah, well, they need to be down here.
Especially when some of them people I see riding the thing. Well,
and just keep in mind, we're in Mobile, Alabama. We're going to put gravy on everything once we're done deep frying it.
Having not actually seen the scooters, are we talking about motor scooters? Are we talking about like...
Like a kick and go, but with a motor
very
on.
Good, those kind of ride around the
it's
house.
It's like
scooters.
A stand-up skateboard with a handle on it.
Oh,
and it's got a motor.
That'll be a big hit if you hit one of those infamous potholes.
Well, you know, stupid people have done some stupid things with them, like drive through the Bankhead Tunnel with traffic and going in and out of the tunnel. Dumb.
Oh, yeah, because most people in cars won't even see you.
And those guys, you know, I've seen them guys that, don't ask me why I'm doing them at 3 in the morning. But I see them guys going in their vans going around collecting all the scooters up so they can take them back to the charging station and get them all. But they all have GPSs on them and they can find them.
Are they hiring?
Huh?
Are they hiring?
I don't know.
That sounds like a cool gig. Just drive around the middle of the night picking up scooters.
Come here, scooter.
Well, they're not heavy to that, you know, compared to like picking up a Harley, I guess.
Yeah.
But, unsupervised, Mike. That ought to call you. That's like being a cowboy again, man. It's just like riding the
range. Here's the thing. You got alcohol and scooters driving in traffic. What could go wrong?
How fast do they go?
About
fast enough that you have to be on guard when you're driving down.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it would be real easy. If anything, any obstruction touches that front wheel, you're going to go.
Yeah, especially with all the potholes you got down there.
I thought about that.
Yeah.
So we can throw some stuff in and
And then, you know, another I thought was a brilliant idea, or I'm thinking like, who thought of this? Those axe throwing places.
Yeah.
And alcohol.
I don't think they serve alcohol in them.
I think some of them do, but
well,
some
you of them do in Wisconsin.
Yeah, but some of them do, but you
I
know,
think
you go
here in town before you got there.
You go. I got an idea. Let's have alcohol and throw axes. What could possibly go wrong? And your sponsor would be all the lawyers. And got hit between the head, between the eyes with an axe.
Hey, Tony Sawyer says, morning, fellas.
Hey, morning, Tony.
Morning, Tony. And Randy Hastings, hello, good afternoon from Pine Grove, Alabama. Way up Pine Grove.
All right, where is that?
Not sure.
Well, we got a listener that listens to us all the way from South Africa.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. So he's up
we
at
are
midnight.
Global.
He is up like midnight, maybe, somewhere like
you're
that.
You're a remote, maybe, from there?
Or maybe he just goes to facebook.com/sipandchew and just pulls up the lives and watches
Could be.
You know, because we're filming one right now. If you're listening on the radio, you could turn on your Facebook and watch us.
Wow.
You could see Mike in his great pumpkin shirt.
I'm conveniently hidden behind the monitors.
For good reason.
You know what would really set that shirt off and make it look just even cooler?
No,
than it
don't
does?
Say blue.
Green color.
Yeah, change the word browns to just have blue lettering, navy blue. Gorgeous. Mm. Gorgeous.
You're so wrong.
I think it should be green collars and it'd look like leaves around the neck of a pumpkin.
I have.
Are you talking about saying I'm fat, Charlie? Like
no,
a pumpkin?
No. I was the color
I'm kind
of
round
shirt.
Like a pumpkin?
Well, kind
of.
You sit around hanging on the vine.
Mm-hmm.
The vine being anyway. Vino.
What are we going to talk about when we come back, Stu?
I haven't got a clue.
Mercifully, we at break.
We need to plan better.
343-0106 if you want to get on the Callahan's Irish Social text line.
Or call us.
You left club out.
Club.
Get on the line. Call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
This is Jim Smith from the Hummingbird Way. You're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Is this Jim Smith Day?
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Where'd you eat?
Oh, my God. Well, I started Monday. started Monday out at the old 27 Grill, which is Billy's now.
Saw Same Billy place. The other day. Well, dropped off some bacon at the Greer's.
I was craving soup and salad. I just wanted some soup and salad.
And where is that place?
It's on 181 in Fairhope, east of Fairhope.
Okay.
And it's a cool place. It's one of the coolest places.
It's a roadhouse.
He said he has a studio there now. Mm. So, anyway, we it's a lot of windows. he took a lot of old windows and made walls out of them. It's cool. Really cool. Yeah. And he had gumbo, and he had a grilled wedge, grilled romaine wedge salad.
All of your favorite things it to do was, to a salad
was,
combined.
It was phenomenal. It's always been good. I love grilled romaine, and I love wedge salads. And it was two in one, and it had his bacon on it and all that.
Yeah, crumbles bacon, and, bacon's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Yeah.
But ate there, and he saw me and come over and spoke to me.
Mm-hmm. I should hope so.
Yeah.
Hope and, he wasn't ducking you.
Yeah. I don't think so. Yeah. But, you know, I'm glad to see his business is still going strong. You know, everybody's suffered. We talked about that a little bit.
Yeah.
And struggling. Met a young lady from up north. She came down here and loved the weather and didn't go back up north. And she was a phenomenal server. She did a great job. Mm-hmm. And as a side note, I want to mention Cortland's closed up in Spring Hill.
Yeah, he had such pizza a pub in Spring Hill. Phenomenal pizza.
Great pizza. And, you know,
so much just, garlic in the sauce. It was magical.
Just too much. You know, not enough people to work, and people aren't working. So, Cortland chose to go ahead and close the restaurant, and that's so sad.
Yeah,
because he had great pizza and all his other items.
And it
great
was
too.
A very popular neighborhood spot.
It was a great, and it was always busy. Yeah. Always busy.
Always busy with folks from the neighborhood, and a pretty good neighborhood.
But if you can't serve people, you don't have people to serve. You know, you don't have staff to service correctly. Mm-hmm. You're just going to hurt your business real
exactly.
bad. Super bad. Yeah. I hate to see that. But I also ate at Bob's this week. You know, got to go to Bob's.
Bob's Downtown Diner? The
that's
one at
it.
The corner of Fat and Happy?
Mm-hmm.
Familiar
Peace,
with
Peace, love, and bacon grease, baby.
Yeah, that's the one.
So I had my usual, which is the cornbread battered and fried catfish over Gouda grits. And they were Gouda, too.
Because this is Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
We eat fish and grits, not shrimp and grits.
Mm-hmm.
That's the proper thing to have with grits, especially for breakfast.
Well, why not?
But
why
I'll
not,
admit,
why not
shrimp is good.
Why not
it
shrimps?
Is good, but it's not traditional.
Why not shrimps? We're on the coast here.
Shrimps is a tiny little crooked fish, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a tiny little crooked
Somebody
fish.
Somebody told me the other day that they they went and ate something over in Louisiana. They kept hearing about, and it was a prong. You know, he said that was the stringiest thing here. The meat in that prong was just stringy.
Really? Because I've had prawns before, and langoustines. Mm-hmm. Down around Tampa, you can get langoustines,
mm-hmm.
and they are terrific. In fact, Dragonfly Food Bar.
Okay.
I have had a firecracker langoustines. From there.
Were they chopped up though?
Well, yeah, but. The thing about the langoustine is it's kind of like, you know, a lobster hooked up with a shrimp.
Yeah.
And had a kid. It's a shrimp with claws. It's a shrimp that can bite back.
Well, he described it, and I said, you sure you wasn't eating alligator tail? Because to me, alligator tail is kind of stringy, too. You know?
Well, it's got a little thing that you grind it up a little, tenderize it, and it's just fine. It's a big old muscle.
I won't eat a gator no more.
I will. My dad wouldn't eat it. He goes, I don't want to eat anything. It's a man-eater. You eat crabs.
There's a good Boudreaux joke about that.
Oh.
So I'll have to tell it one day.
Not for the radio kind of joke?
I'll have to tell it one day.
Yeah.
But, you know, just go to my usual places, Butch Cassidy's. I'll be there tomorrow night watching the game of the year.
The warm-up to the Iron Bowl of basketball Tuesday night.
Be there hanging out with Roy and
Roy Seaver. He is the owner of Butch Cassidy's Cafe.
Yes, indeed.
I got the dumb question for the whole show today.
Ruh-roh.
I'd gotten a text on my phone from a friend, wanted to know the time and channel of the game.
Well, I'm sure it's ESPN.
Well, that's what I said, either that or ABC, which would be Channel 3.
Did you see that Chris Fowler and Kirk Herbstreit was doing an NFL game yesterday?
Uh-uh. Maybe they had COVID outages and they needed them to
maybe so. But it's probably
kickoff at 3.
Huh?
What time is kickoff?
Oh, it's probably going to be 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah, it's a night game.
Yeah, but it's probably going to be a lot. It's probably going to be pregame stuff all day long to keep you occupied. But people like me, I have to go to work, and I can't sit around and watch
7 p.m. is the kickoff. 7 p.m. Or 7 p.m. is when the game starts. Who knows when the kickoff is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, they got to get all the commercials in, and the talking heads have to do their thing.
Another terrible halftime because there's no marching bands.
You know, and I miss that. I wish they would take about half of the halftime and at least show one of the bands or
They don't do marching bands.
Yeah, no. None of them.
No, I mean, they're not performing.
What,
have Bruno
in
Mars or somebody. Yeah.
Something big.
No, I'm talking about just the everyday, weekly football game.
You know why Prince was the greatest Super Bowl halftime show of all time? Because he had a marching band.
Cool.
And that it started raining when he sang Purple Rain, which was pretty hard to do.
Well, they probably had some people doing rain dances out there trying to get in the rain.
No, it was a Super Bowl where it rained.
What's food-wise? What is Indianapolis known for food-wise?
Steak. One of the great steakhouses in the entire country is there, St. Elmo's Steakhouse. Hmm. And a couple of other ones that are, you know.
Did they ever have a fire there?
I don't know. No, the fire was in St. Elmo down there near Theodore.
Oh,
that's where St. Elmo's fire was. It was a still. Indianapolis. It's a neat city. Have you ever been?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Been there.
I've been through it once and then. Then I went through it twice.
I'm kind of mad. I did it the same way. I'm kind of mad at them for stealing the Colts. You know, I was always a Baltimore Colts fan until the middle of the night when they moved to Indianapolis.
Were you upset with Phoenix, Los Angeles, and St. Louis for stealing the Cardinals from Chicago?
I wasn't a fan of them.
You remember when Cardinals were in Chicago? Cause it was, 1920 something?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were a senior in high school?
I was, you know. I was a Colts fan until they moved, and then I had to find me a new team.
So, and that was the New Orleans Saints?
Well, I never knew that they had a football team until Tom Dempsey kicked that field goal.
Was the first year.
No, it wasn't.
Wasn't it 68 the first year?
Mm-mm. And I
know what their first ever play was.
I got to church. Yeah, it was a touchdown.
Yeah, they ran their opening kickoff all for a touchdown and didn't score forever. That was it. That was
but
it.
But you know what?
1987 didn't score
Saints
another touchdown.
The Saints fans are unbelievable. They're loyal. And I can understand what it's like to be a Cleveland Browns fan because being a Saints fan.
Because you are a Cleveland Browns fan?
Yeah, part-time.
Yeah. Well, that helps you understand.
Kind of half and half.
Yeah.
But I've been there. We know what it's like to be.
Yeah.
People make fun of us. And and we know what it's like when hell froze over that night.
Yeah.
And it will freeze over one day again. Well,
the only place I made it to this week was night before last went to Squid Ink.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. I do enjoy that Mobtown hot chicken. And Charlie, it's hot.
So, really?
So careful.
Too much
habanero, but no, it's perfect. It's what it should be.
Well, I'm going to say, like, for Charlie, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's probably a bit much for Charlie. It's probably a bit much for you, Mike. You're not a hot guy, are you? You're just kind of a hot guy.
You made me think of something, Stu. Bill Finch on his show today was talking about herbs or herbs, whichever you want. And he was talking about a habanero that was not hot.
Oh, yeah, they can do these things now where they cross-pollinate them and take the heat out of them.
Does it have a unique flavor?
Boy, does it. It is. I have said for years, there is no plant life that we eat that tastes better than a habanero pepper. The problem is about 30 seconds to a minute after you eat it is when it starts getting revenge.
And you can't taste anything after that.
Oh, you taste everything after that. Water tastes really, really, really strong. Yeah. Everything does.
Almost as good as beer.
Oh, do not chase the habanero with beer.
That just spreads the misery.
Carbonated water, which is in soft drinks and in beer, it bonds with the capsicum and makes it seal to your tongue, so it's harder to get the pain to go away.
So what's the quickest cure for overheated tongue?
Milk, whole milk.
Yep.
Lactose, sugar is what breaks it up. In fact, Mike, you're familiar with the Scoville system for valuing the heats of chilies.
No, I'm not.
There was a doctor named Scoville, and he decided he wanted to put basically a litmus test, you know, let you know how hot each chilies are. And what he did was, I think he had like sugar water in a sprayer, and however many times he had to spray it, he would assign a number value to it to cool the heat down. So a bell pepper is 0 Scoville units. A jalapeno, which most people consider hot, it's about 3,000 Scoville units.
Mm-hmm.
Serrano chili is about 7,000. Habanero is 350,000.
Wow.
250 to 350,000 in that area. And then all of these laboratory ones like the scorpion chili and the naga and the ghost chili, all of those are a million up.
Yeah.
But those are created in a laboratory. Like the big one, the ghost chili, it tastes like burnt shoes. It's terrible.
Well, I've never had a burnt shoe.
But the Carolina Reaper. Fantastic flavor. Super hot, but you can tone it down mixing it with other ones. It's got an incredible flavor.
Well, you know, working in like chocolate.
Yeah, cayenne is great in chocolate.
Great in chocolate, and then pimento. Put jalapeno
in that.
And pimento.
And pepper and jelly.
Yeah, that.
Yeah. Well, I make, you know, traditional tomato salsa, I usually use jalapenos. But when I make mango salsa, I like to use serranos, which are a little hotter. But the mango has that sweetness in it, and it calms it back down. Cookie is on line one. Mike, would you like to talk to Cookie this morning?
Absolutely.
We got about a minute before the
break. All right, Cookie.
You got a minute,
we got about a minute. What you
warning,
got for us?
Warning, danger, as they say. You know, it's like, we're talking, I love hot. You know, it's like, but I understand that not everybody does, and I'm glad y'all are at least talking about this, because I'm about to plant me some seeds.
There you go.
This is the time to do it, according to Mr. Finch, and I think that he knows what he's talking about.
He sure does. And that in the weather we have down here, peppers just grow and grow and grow and grow once you get them going.
Well, you can grow them as house plants. Since you don't need to grow, you know, like unless you're a farmer, you don't need to grow rows and rows and rows of them.
You
can just put some in a pot, you know, start a seed, put some in a pot, and, you know, enjoy it year round. Right? And the other thing is sweet and heat, temper, you know, even the habaneros, which is my year-round plant, which is one of the ahi plants that you were mentioning earlier that Bill was talking about this morning.
Ahi.
Ahi.
Oh.
Yeah. It's spelled A-H-I, I believe, or A-J-I. I don't know. I ain't no language.
We got to go, Cookie. Yeah. We're up against the break.
Let us know when you get them grown.
Yeah, and give us some.
But anyway, sweet, like you said, the mangoes and heat. If you heat them or roast them or whatever, it tempers all of the, you know, the over.
Absolutely.
Blue beans. Thank you, Cookie. 343-1106.
1106.
Callahan's Irish Social Club. Text it line or call in line like Cookie just did.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
This is Chef Tawny Carter from the Prop and Gavel in Monroeville, and you're listening to The Sip and Chew.
Well, Michael. Are they still there? Since she had the baby, she closed out.
We probably should quit running that.
Well, she's still a wonderful woman. Gather up.
Yep. Well, went and visited Chef Chris during the summertime.
Cool.
Because my boy Corey, my sous chef at Greer's, used to be one of his at Dumbwaiter.
Okay.
Back when he was there.
Hey, we got to thank our sponsors, Bob's Downtown Diner on the corner, Fat and Happy, our good old buddy Tony and Sue Ellen and Tammy and all them people.
And staff.
And staff, Kevin. Mm-hmm. Also,
it's Kevin, Sean, the multicolored hair guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he comes
into
Greer's.
He's a colorful guy. He
comes into Greer's from time to time.
Cool guy.
Came in and I go, oh, good, I get to cook for you for a change.
And then, of course, Le Bichon over in Daphne.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, they got beautiful charcuterie boards.
Yeah.
And especially if you want one for the game tomorrow night.
Yep.
But anyway.
The game is Tuesday night. Let's remember that.
And plus, the next two Thursdays are my last two nights there.
Yep.
So come see me. Yep. And
come look at him.
And thank you, folks, over at Hall's Sausage and Meat.
Wholesale Meat.
Wholesale Meats.
Wholesale.
Wholesale.
They'll sell you the whole.
There you go.
But,
and the rest of the animal.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, we appreciate
from the rooter to the pooter.
Boy, imagine that. What an image I got now. So anyway.
And Mike just wiped out everything on the screen.
Everything on the computer is gone.
Yeah, he just wiped it all out.
So anyway, Stu.
What would you serve for a wine for a national championship game between Alabama and Georgia that's serving as a warm-up to the basketball game Tuesday night between Auburn and Alabama?
Can you serve wine at a tailgate party?
Of course you can.
But of course.
What do you think they drink in a San Francisco 49ers tailgate?
Don't carry glass, especially if it's Bartles and James wine coolers, don't
they? Is that for the Georgia fans?
Yeah. No, they get a White Claw. I'm sorry, Georgia fans.
No, I'm not.
Well,
see, as an Auburn fan, I'm in the unique position that if I want to keep a positive spin on all of this, I don't care that one of our rivals, one of our big-time 100-year rivals, is about to win a national championship.
Mm-hmm.
What we get to settle into and what we concentrate in on is that one of our rivals is about to lose a national championship.
Mm-hmm. One or the other.
Yeah. Either way, we win.
You know, what's funny is the – you okay?
Yeah, I just lost my phone.
Is Auburn in Georgia football games, because they used to – remember the time they took the water hoses out to get the fans off the
Georgia
field?
Fans, yeah.
Yeah, and they used to be. So every year they started bringing – everybody started bringing water guns, spraying each other with water guns. And then they outlawed that. I don't know if they still do that anymore or not. But
them Mississippi State folks still slip in those cowbells. It's illegal. It's illegal.
They got metal detectors.
And Mississippi State fans will and they bring up an interesting point. They're the only team in college football to have their traditions outlawed. But then again, your tradition is cheating.
Watch out. Deborah's listening.
But that's but if the other stadiums took in the little air horns that you use when you fall overboard, they'd penalize us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they should keep the cowbells.
Do they still have those big old plastic horns? You
know. That's soccer, man. That's not real football.
Well, no, they used to do that in football here.
Yeah. In the soccer towns.
I got my daddy to buy me one every year, and he said, "What you do?"
Oh, I thought you were talking about the one that they did from the
that came from South Africa. That was annoying.
That was
as annoying as soccer.
Mm-hmm.
That's how annoying that was.
Itself. I wonder what I know. It's if you haven't ordered your wings, I know, like from Publix and other places, you're probably too late to get wings for tomorrow.
I would go with thighs and legs.
Yeah,
wings are expensive right now.
Yeah, they are, and the shortage too. But I'm gonna tell you,
apparently we have a caller. Mike minimized everything on the computer, Charlie, so we don't know.
Yeah,
who are we talking to?
My name's Johnny.
Hey, Johnny, how are you, buddy?
You made a joke earlier and reminded me of something my older sister used to say, and I wanted to share it with you.
Okay.
And the old saying was, the rooter to the tutor.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister and her husband raised their own hogs for slaughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked her one time, I said, well, how much of the hog is wasted? And she started naming off the things they do, and she said, come to think of it, she said, we know how to process it from the rooter to the tutor. We can do something with everything but the oink.
Yep.
Yeah.
Everything but the oink.
And the oink gets away from you. Hey, Johnny, where are you calling from?
We're in Sims.
Okay. Oh my gosh. We're neighbors then.
Yeah.
I live off Fartar. That's how it's pronounced, by the way.
You know, every country,
Fartar.
Every country uses every inch of every animal. They don't waste anything.
Except
us.
Yeah.
But I don't think people are getting...
It's all about quick processing, take what you want, and throw the rest away.
Yeah, get the easy stuff. Because the parts that we throw away are the best parts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's... My brother was at a... I don't know what they called it, but there was some... people not native to America, they were immigrants, and they had cooked a pig in the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And after they had that pig up, one of the older men had gone back over to the remnants of what everyone else didn't want to eat anymore, and he was cutting away meat from the cheekbone and up around the eye socket.
The cheek is the best part.
Goat head, or the meat around a goat's
all
head.
Animals,
oh, yeah.
All animals, the cheeks.
And somebody and my brother asked him why he was doing that. Here, try this. And he said it was the dark red, real rich meat.
Oh,
yeah.
He said that was the best part of the pig he had ever eaten.
I tell you, the best cut of a cow to use for pot roast is the beef cheeks. It's better than chuck roast. It's just phenomenal doing it. And if you've had Denny Moore beef stew, that's what they use. That's cheek meat.
I've been craving chuck roast or pot roast for a long time.
We're going to start doing a good deal of that at Greer's. And, Johnny, thank you for calling in from Sims.
Thank you, sir.
I'll see you later at the Hickory Pit. How about that?
Oh, all right.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
It reminds me of the old saying about waste not, want not.
Yeah. That's it. But, you know, barbecue is always a big thing.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people are going to get their barbecue. But you better be making plans now.
Yep.
Just tomorrow. And make plans for Tuesday, the game Tuesday.
I will tell you what we did for an Auburn-Georgia game would be perfect for this game.
Mm-hmm.
We called it the Georgia Dog. We took Kanaka sausage. You could use Hall's, Monroe, doesn't matter, a sausage from Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Wrap it in a bacon from Alabama.
Yeah.
Deep fry it. Then make an onion marmalade with Coca-Cola from Atlanta and a peach barbecue sauce. Chilled.
Oh, peach. I like that. Yeah, there you go.
Georgia peach.
Apricot or peach, man?
Yeah.
Love that.
There's no Georgia apricots. It's Georgia peach.
Okay.
We got to go, don't we, Charlie? We got to say goodbye.
Get out there and support local, be local, buy local, tip them servers well.
Yeah. Slow down a little, Mike.
Slow down just a hair.
Tip those servers.
And servers earn your tip.
Michael, good luck in tomorrow night's game.
Thanks, sir.
I have a vested interest in making sure one of those teams loses.
SEC
is going to
win.
Yeah. SEC and provolone, y'all.
Provolone.
Uh-oh, I don't like chicken, ice cream, fish. I like ice cream. What's this? This is juice.